the technology has evolved. Technology has evolved from a technology stack. We start putting RDBMS as technology stack. We started putting middleware, client-server technologies. From there, we start adding data models to it. We start creating products out of it. Now, products, up to this stage, we have moved till now. Now, cloud is start coming in last 2-3 years when cloud is getting adopted, where the platform story started building it up. So you are looking at banking as a platform, not banking as a set of products. So bank as a set of products versus banking as a platform, ICCI banking as a platform, or IDFC First as a platform, not as a product, is a shift which we are going through right now. Cloud enables that. And from there, we are looking for fintech ecosystem. How do you participate to create a marketplace beyond banking? In Sanjeev Chaudhary's presentation, it was beyond banking of integrating other systems which a customer is looking at. For this, we are looking to introduce eMACH.ai as a technology paradigm. Each alphabet over here is E means events. What are the events? Events when either customer talks to the bank or we talk to the customer. There's an event. Or when partner systems talk to me or I talk to partner system, that's an event. Or when two applications in the bank talks to each other, it's an event. If you create a repository of events separately, not embedded in the application, we can reduce the number of SMS which irritates a customer and bring the consistency of the experience by creating an event as a library. Today, this technology enables us to do events separately. Then, in olden days, it's like a synchronous technology. Some of you are engineers. We used to say synchronous communication and async communication. Event is an async communication. You put in a queue, and whenever somebody needs it, he will consume it. So it's an event-driven design, which becomes a part of eMACH.ai. Next alphabet is M, stands for microservice. If I can decompose all the services which is across the business lines as a algorithmic services, the way we say mystery to heuristics to algorithm, if you can bring down those services to a, there's a finite number of services. When you need money or you have surplus money, there are two scenarios are there. If you start from that scenario, my microservices will be much lesser than the expression of that microservices in different product form. Products are a final expression, but fundamentally microservices are much lesser. Then third alphabet is A. A stands for APIs. Now this microservice has to be connected to somebody else. You have to create you have to choreograph that microservice with somebody else. That is called, in technology world it's called API. In our old world it's a connect. You are connecting these services to each other is a connect. But in technology definition, the beauty today happened, there's a standardization rules of API which every technology person can understand. Once you package that into a one packet of information, so that has very well evolved today, and all India ecosystem is working on APIs. When we are working on Zomato and all the fintech companies have come, or the payment systems have come, just because of API there, but sometime APIs become again a forest. The way we are saying we have 500 app, today if APIs are not managed properly, there's a duplicate API. What we are seeing is every bank has got API running into thousands. It's gaining so much of a unrequired proportions नए बच्चे को टॉय मिल जाता है तो खेलना शुरू कर देता है, अपना अपना एपीआई। और एपीआई सिंक्रोनाइजेशन इज नॉट देयर, एंड एपीआई इफ इट्स नॉट सिंक्रोनाइज प्रॉपरली इट्स ए ह्यूज रिस्क ऑफ द बैंक। एपीआई मैनेजमेंट इज ए बिग साइंस नाउ विच नीड्स टू बी डन। Fourth C stand for cloud, because all are, if they are available on the cloud, I can generate the events, I can generate. Fifth alphabet is H, which is headless. If I do all the services headless, I can give out such service for beyond banking, or I can consume other bank services. So if I have to make Paytm as a partner, I can consume their services, or I can make MasterCard as a partner. So headless makes me consume, I can consume somebody else's service, or I can deliver somebody else service. And last two alphabet AI is a artificial intelligence. How do I use intelligence from document, financial document, non-financial document, internal data intelligence? All these are sitting in a document library. Today they are the data, but they are not knowledge. How to move from data to information? So our journey of the banks started from data to information, but information to knowledge, which I can use and consume for benefit, is still a long way to go. So we divided whole banking into just 312 microservices. Only 312 microservices, full banking. From consumer banking, to lending, to credit card, to wealth, to payments, to brokerage, to liquidity, to trade finance, to treasury, are all put into the just 312 microservices. It took me a huge amount of time to reduce the numbers. Lot of companies celebrate increase in the number because people give their productivity benchmarks that if you produce more, you'll get more. We said if you reduce more, you'll get more benefited. Now this book is there on microservices. We'll share the book on microservices, which are 312 microservices. So we documented each microservices into a all documented 312 microservices, what each one is doing. And each one is codified. All the microservices are codified. They have a 5 alphanumeric code available to microservice so that whenever I'm tagging it, so in banking, nobody has, first of all, never put into one box, and second is they never tagged it, so that duplication can be avoided. There are 1,214 APIs. We identified there are only 200 events in a bank. We thought events are too many, but when you look at the events, events are only when you have to, customer needs only few things. Customer doesn't need a lot of things. Customer doesn't want too many questions here. He's busy in his own business. Why he doesn't? He needs 10-15 events, and bank also needs 10-15 events. When you classify the events, we got all the events consolidated to just 200. We simplified less is more philosophy over here to create emac.ai. And then we created a Turmeric as a platform where all of it can be recorded. The all repository governance can sit in a Turmeric as a platform, because all the governance, if it is sitting in different platforms, will not consolidate the, so if I have one IBM tool and one tool from HP and one tool from Salesforce, I'll be confusing because everybody has their own repository. So I have to make one central place for recording all these elements so that, and I can create a governance there. So the way I used to have a governance earlier, now we need a strong governance of managing these parts, because this is like an inventory part. So I need somebody to govern microservice governor. I need to create a new roles, microservices governor, API governor. You must have heard governor for the state, but maybe the new role is API governor, who will be responsible for discipline on the API.